The military services allow members of the armed forces to pursue voluntary education at their choice of public or private schools, and the Pentagon will pay for their tuition, up to $4,500 per year. But starting March 1st of next year, students will only be able to attend schools that have a signed memorandum of understanding with the Defense Department. The MOU serves as a sort of code of conduct. The intent, says Carolyn Baker, DOD's chief of voluntary education programs, is to make sure service members aren't being taken advantage of.
We're really trying to look out for our service members, and we want our service members to be able to be successful in their personal life and also in their educational life. And by placing and having some of these requirements as we do in the MOU, we want our service members to be able to make wise decisions as to where they're going to school and to ensure that they select an institution of their choice that they can be successful and graduate and they can go on and to be employed and to have all the goals that they're trying to attain. And that's really the purpose of the MOU, is to protect the service member and to ensure that they reach the goals that they want to educationally.
The MOU process works in two tiers. Schools can sign up as Service Member Opportunity Colleges. SOC is a DOD-funded consortium that promotes best practices for educating military members. Or if they can't meet the SOC requirements, they still have to agree to abide by protections for military members. For instance, they have to disclose their credit, award, and transfer policies up front, make clear the full cost of attendance, including all fees, give access to a financial aid advisor, and provide information on withdrawal and readmission policies. They also have to ban any inducements to get students to enroll and abolish high-pressure recruiting tactics. Baker says those are already DOD policies, but it wasn't clear whether all schools were following them.
One of the main reasons that we started with the MOU was we weren't really sure if all institutions fully understood our policies and our requirements. And so it was brought to our attention that maybe we needed to have an MOU so that we could articulate, so that institutions would fully understand our policies and they would also understand the needs of our service members. So that's what we actually put into the MOU. What our service members need, like the disclosure of information or education plans. It also articulates the payment process and for institutions not to enroll a student until the student actually comes with a tuition assistance form in hand, because we do not approve tuition assistance after the fact. So we were articulating also our requirements to the institution.
Signing the MOU won't be a one-time event for schools. There will be regular follow-ups to make sure they're following the requirements. The checks, Baker says, will be done by an independent third-party DOD contractor.
And the contractor actually goes to the institution or visits the site where the contractor is. Say, for instance, if it's on a military base, or if they don't operate on a military base, then they actually go to the campus. And they look at all of their marketing practices. Do they provide education plans? Just the whole list of all of the requirements, and then some, what they feel is are good quality indicators. And then they actually write a report up, and they provide it to the Defense Department. And where they feel that there is a deficiency, then they make a recommendation that they should make an improvement in a particular area. The institution then, within 6 months, has got to provide a report back to the Defense Department of how they made improvements to those recommendations.
Schools with egregious deficiencies will have their MOUs canceled and lose the ability to get DOD tuition money. DOD published the changes in the Federal Register as a final rule earlier this month. The department had initially intended to start requiring the agreements at the beginning of this year, but had to put the plan on hold after concerns were raised by the colleges themselves, but also by members of Congress and veterans groups. Baker says the colleges were worried they couldn't comply with the original requirements. Congressional overseers and service organizations were worried the MOU didn't do enough to deter predatory behavior by colleges.
Military and veterans organizations had concerns about the MOU because we didn't have strong enough verbiage in the MOU requiring schools to not have aggressive marketing and have policies, also loan defaults. The military organizations were also very concerned that some of the schools were not meeting the service members and veterans' special needs. The HELP Committee on the Hill said that they wanted stronger verbiage in there to ensure quality of service members who are receiving education, leading towards employment, certification, and licensures. And also they wanted stronger verbiage stating that the schools would disclose information and have policies in place against aggressive marketing and loans for our military members.
Baker says she doesn't expect the new rules to reduce the number of choices military members have available to them for voluntary education. She says around 2,400 schools have already signed on to the MOU in one form or another. That represents about 95% of the schools where tuition assistance money is used today. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.